show today is Maddie's, Jill Nowacki, and South Bay Credit Union's Chris Odie talking about their search for a new CEO and how the coronavirus crisis is playing a part in that process. Is this our new normal? Find out in our conversation. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the folks from South Bay Credit Union, the folks from Humanity, and then, I'm here as well.
Hi Mike.
Jill Nowacki from Humanity. How are you, Jill?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have the Brady Bunch.
That's right.
Here. How are you down there? Then we have Mr. Chris Odie from... How are you, Chris? Good to see you, buddy.
Hi, Mike. Good to see
you. Okay. Yeah. Looking good over there. All right. So, gosh, this is like the first interview where I haven't talked about the coronavirus. So I'm actually kind of excited about this. And we're talking about opportunity here. So this is a good, nice change for me. And I'm sure you guys as well. We're talking about kind of best practices in searching for a new CEO. And lo and behold, Chris's Credit Union, South Bay Credit Union, is actually looking for a new CEO right now. And you guys have partnered with Humanity, better known as Jill Nowacki, helping out, trying to find a new CEO. So what I'm going to start with you, Chris. I mean, being, you know, at South Bay and on the board there. So what made you partner with Jill at Humanity? And then Jill, I'll get right to you as well.
Perfect.
You mean other than her being the smartest person in the business?
Other than that, yes.
Other than that? Yeah. So this is actually, believe it or not, this is my second go around with hiring a CEO. When I first came on the board about 10, 12 years ago, let's see, we had Larry Polochek as our CEO. He was member, you know, Larry, right, with the California League. And he left a few years into my tenure on the board. So we had to go through that process and replace Larry with what luckily we found Jennifer Oliver, who's been outstanding this whole time we've had her. So we used O'Rourke before then. And the process that they used back then was the same process that had probably been in place for 40 years, right? Give me a resume, give me a cover letter, let's do things the way we've always done them. In my interactions with Jill over the last few years, I've been watching her grow Humanity and watch what they're doing. I was really impressed with not only what she does, but how she does it.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't do things because they've always been done that way. So that's what drew me to the firm. And then I had a quick conversation with her at, where was that, a GAC, Jill?
Yeah, it feels like it was years ago, but it wasn't.
Yeah, GAC feels like a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It was like a 10-minute sales cycle for Jill. So that's the problem with me being a salesperson is salespeople are the easiest people to sell to, yeah. Right? If I decide I need something, well, then I need it. And if I trust you, then I buy it. And that's pretty much the way it goes.
Beautiful.
So I guess I picked Jill because she's smarter than everybody else. She does things properly, and she doesn't do them the way they've always been done.
I like that. Kind of the proverbial thinking outside the box, right, Jill?
That's the intent, yeah. And that's, you and I have talked about it before.
Yeah.
The work that's in executive recruiting, there is a changing workforce. And when you have a changing workforce, you need to change different approaches if you want to tap into that workforce and get something different than what you've always gotten out of your recruiting. Yep.
Indeed. So what are some of the unique practices that you guys are doing to help Mr. Odie there at South Bay find a new CEO there? Because again, they got some big shoes to fill with Jen Oliver. Oh my gosh, she was amazing. So what are you guys doing kind of unique or out of the box again for South Bay?
You know, it's a lot of it is the way we're presenting the credit union. It's expanding who's then interested in coming in. And a big part of the first initial meeting that we had with the search committee was tied to this idea of, you know, what I would describe as sort of free thinking. Don't tell me what your job description says. Don't tell me what the typical CEO job description says.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what you want to accomplish with this person, what the goals are, what the strategic objectives are, and then let's build back from that and figure out that ideal candidate profile. We might find that you're not looking for a CPA with an MBA who can come in and manage the financials.
Mm-hmm.
We might find that you're looking for someone who, you know, the expression we've used a lot in the conversation is who's going to be willing to fail forward. And then taking that knowledge and using that with where we're doing outreach and how we're doing outreach. So mm-hmm. You probably know, Mike, that one of the first areas that we the ways we promoted it was by using a video of Chris and Jennifer talking about the board CEO relationship, mm-hmm. and taking that approach and putting it out there for a potential candidate to be able to look at that and say, oh, that seems like a pretty nice place that I'd like to go work. Yeah. It's so different than saying we're a credit union and we need a CEO.
Right. I mean, after seeing that video, I want to go work there. I don't care what position it is. I'm going. That was really well done. Really
still
well
accepting done. Resumes or cover letters only, for that matter. I know what your LinkedIn background is.
So, Chris, I mean, how are you guys working together? Obviously, you guys have talked together and see what your needs are, what the ideal candidate looks like, all that type of stuff. So, what's the working relationship? What's the process like so far?
Well, the process has been great so far because every time I say, "Hey, Jill, why don't we?" She says, "Sure, sounds like a great idea." So it's I wish I could hire Jill because it's the collaborative nature that Jen and I had, right?
Wow. Side gig as a creating CEO. How about that, Jill?
So, do you think I could do that while still running others?
Don't think the search committee hasn't explored those options as well, right? A part-time CEO, a shared CEO, a CEO doing other things. We are not ruling anything out, right? We're a small, we're a $100 million credit union about to go into a recession. We've got to do things differently to survive at this point.
Yeah, no doubt.
So that's what I really liked about Jill. And she might've been one of the last people to travel. Right, she was in my office, which not this office, but my office. What was that, at the beginning of the month?
No, I mean, it was like the 12th, 13th. It was Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Yeah, it was right before the attempt at the California League wine auction. Mm-hmm. She was in my office that day.
Wow.
So we went through, the search committee came in. It's myself and three other board members that are part of the search committee. And we didn't give her, like she said, we didn't give her the job description. She just asked us questions about what we're looking for, what we've done. Yeah. We use at CU 2.0, right? My day job,
yeah.
We use a lot of video, right? We use your stuff. We create our own stuff. Yeah. So that's what the first thing Jill came to me with. She's like, "Hey, let's use that video of you and Jennifer from the Q's symposium last year, the year before that Lawson did.
We use that
as a starter." And then she said, "Why don't you record what you're looking for?" So I talked to the search committee. Jill gave me a great list of questions to answer on the video. We created it. We've had, I don't know, 1,500 views of it all total.
That's amazing.
The distribution channels we sent it out. So I'm imagining, and I don't know this for sure, but Jill, we should have a fair number of applicants, right?
Yep.
And people that are self-selecting, right? We're not saying everybody who's interested, send us a resume. Here's who's a good fit. Here's who's not a good fit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? If you've got a corner office that's 1,500 square feet and you've got a putting green and a couch in there and a shower, you're not a fit for what we're looking for, right? We're looking for somebody mobile, agile, willing to innovate.
And that was my next question, was like, what type of person are you looking for? Who are you searching for out there? Because, I mean, again, South Bay is a bit of a different place, because based on the interviews that I've had with you and Jen over the years, like, you guys aren't afraid to fail. You know, as long as it's learn and move on.
Yeah, what we're looking for is Jen Oliver's little sister, but unfortunately she doesn't have one.
And that brings up an interest, Chris's response to that. There's some research that's actually come out recently from a fellow with the Filene Research Institute that talks about this idea of using your alumni experiences in your recruitment efforts. Mm-hmm. And so Jen is such a great opportunity to test that out, because we're able to look at somebody who has been a fantastic CEO, who's leaving an organization better than she found it, with some amazing relationships she's built. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're able to hold up Jen and say, If her leadership inspires you, you can follow in her footsteps, mm-hmm. as something that we look at too. The other way that we're really working to make sure we're attracting a different type of candidate is by exploring more about, and this is exactly what, when Chris is talking about things, like, we want somebody who will try different things, who's willing to fail. What we're really interested in is more of how people think than what people think. And that's an interesting, it's another look into kind of human psychology and the evolution of it. Mm-hmm. And it's, you even see it in grade schools now. Chris and I have kids about the same age. And, you know, when we were taught in school, we were taught what to memorize. And it now kids are taught a lot more about how to think. This is a COVID moment here, but for those of us who are now homeschooling while we're working full time, these are not like, I wish it was just memorization, right? Like, so, that idea of being able to use the screening process and the interview process to really not get into so much, what do you know? What's your resume say? What experience do you have? But how do you think? What are you curious about? What motivates you? What kind of compulsion are you going to bring to this that's going to drive the organization forward?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I have to ask this question because of the current situation that we're all in right now. How has this crisis put a wrinkle in looking for somebody, or has it? I mean, is it still kind of full speed ahead, or what challenges have you guys experienced just going through this process? Because it's not going to end anytime soon, unfortunately. I think we're in this for, you know, at least another month or two or so. But how has that kind of put up barriers or hurdles? Maybe it hasn't. Maybe it's still full steam ahead. Jill, from your perspective?
From my perspective, working with Chris has still been full speed ahead. He's incredibly responsive. We're talking very often, exchanging texts, exchanging emails about the process. From the candidate perspective, something really interesting has happened in the last few days. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to somebody earlier and I said, I'm struggling to not say, because it sounds so cliche to say this changed overnight, but in some ways it feels like it did. And that's this. At the beginning of the month, when I was talking to clients who were looking for new employees, I was talking with them about the war for talent, the historically low unemployment rate, the fact that you really have to differentiate because it is a job seeker's market out there, and it's really hard to get people to make moves. What I've seen, and this is a little bit counterintuitive to what I would have expected, but in the last week, I'm hearing from a lot of people who want to make moves now. And the motive tends to be one of two things. It's either somebody who is in a place and they don't like the way their current employer is handling employee relations during this crisis.
Yeah.
Or it is somebody who is concerned about that maybe where they're working isn't as financially stable as they would like it to be. And so they'd like to make a move sooner rather than having that move made to them later. Yeah. So it's really changed, and these aren't it's not that it's people who are desperate. I think it's that there are people who are at sort of this critical decision point, and they want to make a move now rather than try to make a move later when more people might be.
Precisely. Yeah, and I hate to get too off topic here, but I wonder, since working from home, how many people are going through the new job listings and things like that, because they have a little bit more freedom to kind of mess around on the internet, I guess. So I'm just kind of, just a curious observation on my part. I don't know.
I'm sure some of the people are spending, I'm noticing it just through my day job with Senior 2.0, is everything's moving to digital, right? You have to be relevant digitally. Otherwise no one's going to know you're there, right? The days of standing in a trade show booth, shaking hands with 1,000 people, those are gone. I mean, I tried to tell you they were gone 2 years ago, but now the virus has successfully proved us right that those days are gone. So being relevant digitally makes a difference, and being mobile makes a difference, right? So our CEO, I mean, you've seen it. We did an interview one time. We opened a branch in a co-working facility, that cross campus place, right? Mm-hmm. Our whole staff has been mobile since day one, right? We've been there for like 4 years. So hopefully that's coming across to the applicants that you have to be a mobile first, digital ready person to even qualify for this job.
And how does this, and how does what the situation we're in now, because obviously it's going to change everything, but how does that affect the interview process, the vetting process, all that? I mean, obviously everything's going to be done via Zoom or Skype or
whatever. My fingers are crossed that when they're ready to make a job offer, we will be able to do something in person with that. But in the meantime, I just sent over an email to Chris today to set up the next time I check in with the search committee, let's try to do it by video, because I would much rather be at least in this type of dynamic when I'm talking through potential candidates than, you know, strictly on the phone or strictly paper to paper email to email on that.
Seeing a person's face is, I think, especially in this instance, is pretty important to just their mannerisms, all that type of stuff.
And I don't think it's going to affect South Bay at all, because we've had a 70-something-year-old board member zoom into a board meeting from Barcelona. So our board's not exactly rattled by this.
Yeah,
we've got a board meeting tonight. Everybody's attending via Zoom. I mean, that's just the way it is. I've got a soccer practice for a dozen 9-year-old girls via Zoom, right? Oh. We're going to watch some video and critique it and go through some drills.
Right on.
And then I immediately go from that Zoom to the South Bay Credit Union board meeting.
That's fantastic.
2 years. That's funny because my girls are doing the same thing with their gymnastics. Their coach is like doing these Zoom things and they get all the team on this massive Zoom call and they're doing sit-ups and technique and all that type of stuff. So yeah, right? I mean, how?
Yeah, we had practice on Tuesday night. There's a dozen girls on the team that practiced Tuesday night and they had all the parents were supposed to join them, but the kids were driving everything. It was awesome. The parents were trying to figure out how to join via Skype and the kids are driving it all.
We got it, Mom. All right. All right. Let's get back to it.
It's going to be fantastic to see what the long-term kind of, you know, once we get through this and everybody is free to move about the country again, it will be interesting to see what we learn from the experience and what we learn from the digital connection that does persist through that. What kind of true, full cultural shift come out of this. And I'm curious if it does involve, you know, more of a propensity toward digital, more of an ability to do remote work and to see those changes come out too.
Agreed. And even job searches as well, like what we're talking about here. So yes, everything's changing for sure. Where can interested folks go to apply or find out more? As I have a leaf blower going right by my window. I apologize. This is working from home, everybody. Right outside my window with the leaf blower.
The easiest way. My deck construction crew is moving down the condo units too. It's
goody. So anyway.
So exciting. All the possible conference call distractions. I was on a call, quick side note, I was on a conference call with Brian Schools from Chartway Federal Credit Union the other day, and he referenced that kind of his biggest conference call distraction since quarantine, they have offices in Salt Lake City, and while they're on the conference call, there was an earthquake in Salt Lake City.
What?
So that wins, right? I'm thinking nothing my dog does or my kid does can possibly compete with that. But
shaking. We're all right.
The best way for somebody who's interested in learning more about the job or who wants to just talk through it, figure out whether they're a good fit or not, easiest thing is just to shoot me an email at jill@humanity.com and we can go from there on that.
Okay.
We're at, you know, Chris mentioned we're doing a pretty good job bringing the applicants in. We have more than 100 that have applied through the online system already. We will make sure each one of those gets individual attention and looked at it. And if somebody goes direct to my email, they'll get that same
perfecto. I like it. All right, Chris, anything else here to add, sir? Any final words of wisdom from you guys?
No, get me on a plane and get me out of the house.
This is hard. The last video conference you and I did, Mike, I was in Spain.
Good times for sure.
I have been in West Hartford, Connecticut in the living room for way too long now.
Well, fortunately, spring is right around the corner for you guys. So it's the weather will turn and things will be nice. So
you know what I'm digging? I'm digging how you get to see everybody's home office set up.
Yeah.
Except for you, Mike Lawson. Your backdrop hasn't changed. Nothing's changed at all. You're wearing the same shirt.
Every day. Blue shirt. Keep it simple. I get confused easily. All right, guys. Well, good stuff. Thanks again for this. And let's keep track and see how this process goes and see where it goes. And I'm sure Jill's going to find you guys a fantastic CEO here darn soon, I think.
So. I'm sure. Thanks for the time today, Mike.
Thank you.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime, guys. Keep up the good work, all right?
Hang
there. Well done.
All right.